Harrogate Town Football Club on Stray FM's Family Show.
If you get injured, you might have to take a little bit of time off work while you recover. But if you're a professional sports person, a serious injury could end your career. That means it's really important that you get all the right help and all the best recovery you can. And a huge part of the rehabilitation after getting injured in sports is the physiotherapy. I went back to Harrogate Town Football Club to speak to a few of their players and their physiotherapist about getting back on the field as quickly as possible after an injury.
Katie Rowland, left winger.
You've recently, you're telling me, had your first injury. What happened?
Yes, so the ball got played to me on the left-hand side. I got round the girl and she come in at an angle and literally just took me out completely.
And what was the injury you got from that?
So at first we thought it was something more serious. Thought, because my leg bent, we thought we'd snap my leg. Thankfully I'd not. Went for an x-ray, actually not fractured anything, but it was all the ligaments in my ankle, so... Yeah, it was actually my ankle, not my leg.
Yeah, so it sounds quite painful then. How are you recovering from this? What's happened since?
So I've been booked in with Rachel, the physio here at Harrogate Town. I've had quite a few sessions with her in terms of ultrasound on my leg. I've had some physio sessions with her trying to massage out all, obviously, the bruising. It swelled up massively. So she actually strapped it and put some K-tape on it to try and bring out the swelling more, obviously, because it was just pink. Blue, purple, so it was awful. Yeah, so at the moment, that's gone down, but there's still quite a few lumps in my leg that she needs to try and get out for me.
Hi, Jack Emmett, centre midfield.
Jack, I hear you get injured quite a bit. That's what I've been told by everyone else here. What's some of the injuries you've had?
Yes, I can confirm I'm made of chocolate, so I do get injured quite a lot. I had subluxation of my shoulder joint last year, which kept me out for a few weeks.
What is that in plain terms?
It's like I stretched my ligament or like partially ruptured my ligament.
Okay.
And I think my shoulder dislocated a bit, so that kept me out a few weeks. But fortunately, it was my shoulder, so I could still train a bit. And then I've had a few niggles recently. I've had some ankle problems. I got a knock on my foot, which I went for an x-ray for, but it turned out it wasn't broken, so I was just probably making that one up. And then hamstring. I've strained my hamstring last week, but that was just a minor one. So.
Sure, it must be quite worrying, though, because obviously football's what you do. When you get injured, you probably spend a bit of time worrying about how long you're going to be out of the game for.
Yeah, 100%. Like, it's especially annoying when you get a niggle and you just don't know. Like, it's the whole waiting process and like waiting for it to get better and not knowing whether like how long it's going to take, kind of thing. And it is obviously frustrating being out. And you know, your job is to play games and like get performances. And being injured stops you doing that. So it is a big roadblock in your career, kind of thing.
Sure. So handy having Rachel here, then having a physiotherapist on hand to help you through it. What's some of the things you've had to do with your physio before?
Well, it depends what injury you have. She's usually very good at diagnosing your injury and treating it as well. But say if it was my shoulder joint, she'd be giving me strengthening exercises, and if it was my hamstring, she'll be loosening off the muscles around my hamstring, like, and telling me how to treat it, and etc. etc. So yeah, it's great to have her here and helping everyone out.
George Thompson, midfielder.
Brilliant. So, George, I'm told that you've never been injured, touch wood. I feel like we're tempting fate a little bit by saying it out loud. But you've never been injured. Why do you think that is?
Just looking after yourself, really, I think. I think I've had niggles and stuff, but nothing that's kept me out for any period of time. But yeah, just try to keep myself as fit as possible, really.
So with regards to physio then, because we've just been talking about how it's as much about prevention as it is about the cure, is there stuff you're doing with Rachel that you think helped keep you injury free?
We have rubs and massages before, after training, whenever we feel like we need them. I sort of like to go out and foam roll and stretch before training sessions, just if I feel anything's tight or whatever, I like to go and target it a little bit. And then, to be fair, I go to the gym and work on other stuff like upper body strength and even legs and stuff early on in the week. So, yeah, just try to do as much as possible, really.
Sure, so keeping yourself fit and healthy is the best way to prevent injuries that are going to take you out. I hear as well you're a follower of a vegan diet. Do you think that's helping your football?
Yes, I do. I do believe that. I've done a lot of research and stuff, and I was vegetarian for 2.5 years, and then for about 6 months now I've been vegan, so yeah, I feel stronger than I have done before, so yeah, I feel like that's played quite a big part in that as well.
There you go. So we've spoken to some of the players, and we're finally here with the famous Rachel, the person who's healing them all and getting them back on the pitch. Rachel, hi.
Hiya.
So what is it exactly that you do? What is physiotherapy?
So I'm the first team physiotherapist at Harrogate Town. I'm here full time with the players, so I'm basically responsible for the medical well-being of all 26, I think we've got at the moment, of the squad. So that's everything from massage, strap-ins, getting them ready for games, injury prevention, treatment and assessment of injuries, and the first aid out on the pitch if something goes wrong during a match.
So it's quite an important thing you do here then, because you're keeping everybody on their feet and in the game.
Yeah, I try and keep them all obviously playing. If a player's out, then obviously that's bad for the squad. So try and keep them as much as we can fit and on the pitch, strapped up and ready to go.
Absolutely. So is it sort of a case of trying to find quick fixes, or is it often a long and slow process trying to get people fixed?
Yeah, it depends on the injury, really. Obviously, some things, you know, breaks and fractures and things like that, we can't do anything about. But we are privileged enough to work with a really good sports doctor that if we do need quick fixes and injections, we are lucky enough to be able to do that to get the player back on the pitch for the next game. Because in a normal world, they might be out for 6 to 8 weeks, but we're lucky enough to be able to get them back within 3 or 4 days.
And how is it that you're doing that? Is it just by having the sports doctor on hand?
Yeah, so we've obviously developed contacts with the local with Dutchie Hospital and with the Wharfdale Clinic over in Guiseley. So just by building those contacts, been able to get appointments quickly for our players and get them seen as soon as something happens. We can get MRI scans, x-rays, get them assessed as soon as possible, and then obviously decide on the best treatment to get them back as soon as we can.
Brilliant. And you were just talking a second ago about prehab. What's prehab?
So prehabilitation is basically preventing injuries from happening, whether that be from happening in the first place or happening again. So if a player's had a previous injury, for example, an ankle or a hamstring, they'll have specific programs to work on before training, just to kind of strengthen those ligaments, work on the proprioception, strengthen the muscles, and hopefully stop that injury from happening again out on the field. We also work really closely with our strength and conditioning coach Daz, who does sessions twice a week on prehab to, you know, for the whole squad to prevent injuries from happening there as well.
So you don't just have a job to do after people get injured, it's before, afterwards, prevention and cure.
Yep, it's all the time foreseeing injuries. If I'm thinking, oh, you know, he's not running right, or he's got a little niggle, can I prevent that from getting worse? Can I keep him on the pitch? Can I stop it happening again? You know, you're constantly thinking, what can we do to keep those, you know, to keep those players out on the pitch?
To find out more about the teams in Harrogate Town Football Club, head to their website, harrogatetownafc.com.
Harrogate Town Football Club on Stray FM's Family Show.